98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport podcast.
And I'm very happy to welcome Conor O'Keefe to the studio, who's about to do something very, very difficult and very, very amazing for a great charity. Conor, good morning. How are you?
What is the flipping crack, Jamie?
Thanks a million for coming in. Tell us what you're about to do and what you're training for.
On April 1st, I start what has come to be known as Project 32. It's just 32 marathons in 32 days in the 32 counties of Ireland with 32 pounds on my back. And I lose a pound a day after each marathon, until I finish up with 1 pound on my back on the last day.
So you're an ultra marathon runner, and you've before run a 200 mile marathon, so this should be easy.
Yeah, this should be handy. Like, I ran 8 marathons in 2.5 days in the 200 mile race, so one a day is be grand.
Tell us where the idea came from.
I was actually watching a documentary called Iron Cowboy, and in that documentary, James, he does 50 Ironmans in 50 states in 50 days in the US, and I was like, that's crazy. Like, you know, I could just see the effect he was having with people that he was coming across every day. He was just touching people every day with his story, and there were so many people coming out and showing him such support and really believed in what he was doing. And I said to myself, I want to do that. I don't want to just be this guy who just runs these super long runs, like I, you know, with the 200 mile race. I wanted to do something that actually really touched people. And so I said, let's do something like that in my own country. 32 marathons, 32 counties. And then the final kind of icing on the cake, when I decided that I wanted to put the weight on, that kind of came afterwards, really. I just decided that I wanted something that linked it in with PA The House, with the whole mental health aspect to it. So I said I wanted to put something that kind of symbolised my own kind of journey through mental health and the weight of negative thoughts had on my mind and on my body. So I've lost that weight now, so I'm just going to put it back on and lose it again, but this time with the whole country behind me, hopefully.
So 26.1 miles, that's a marathon, correct?
26.2, yeah.
Oh, 0.2, sorry, yeah, okay, extra 0.1 of a mile. So that's like running from, say, the Finglas exit on the M50 all the way to Dundrum every day for 32 days in a row,
yeah,
in different counties.
I'm running from Talla to Swords. That's what I'm running.
Okay, in Dublin.
In Dublin, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
nice.
I think I do a loop of Phoenix Park or Stephen's Green or something like that, just to make up a bit of extra. But in and around Talla to Swords, that's what you're looking at every day.
How have you trained for it? And I'm sure clearly Storm Jorge after the previous two storms has made it difficult to be out running, but have you been out in it? Have you been in the gym and stuff as well, I'm sure?
Yeah, I've been out running in the storms. I've been out running in very, very strong headwinds and things like that, but that's all part and parcel of it, you know what I mean? You can't judge what the weather's going to be like on the day. Like, my training has been very, very strange for this one, because I was actually injured and couldn't really run for like about two and a half months. So I was in the gym quite a lot, doing strength and conditioning quite a lot, and now that I'm back on the road, I can actually really see the difference. Like, I'm the best athlete I've ever been, but like, for me, throughout my whole journey and throughout the whole thing that I've always said to people, it has nothing to do with the physical. It really is nothing to do with the physical. I can do as much training as I possibly want. You can't train for 32 consecutive weighted marathons. Just can't do it. So it's my mind that's going to be able to, that's going to have to basically pick up where my body leaves off and get me through the 32 days.
How long will each one take you? And I'm sure as the days go on, it will take you a bit longer.
It'll take me a bit longer for a while as these things go. I've done some consecutive marathons before, and I tend to get stronger as the days go on. I tend to go faster and tend to feel better. So I'd imagine that I'll probably do it in about 5.5 hours for the first couple of them. It might be slower than that, 5.5-6 hours, but then I'll pick up the pace as I kind of lose more of the weight, and as I go through more of the marathons, my body will get a bit more used to it, and I'm sure then it'll probably dip again before I get to the finish. But it's the highs and the lows and the ups and the downs and the uncertainty and doubt that these things bring, that's just the magic of it, you know what I mean? That's what we do it for, you know. It's the unknown.
Do you listen to music when you're running? And you'll have to have a few different playlists ready for 32 days in a row if you don't want to be repeating music.
Yeah, to be honest, any races that I do, like for ultra marathon, for the last ultra that I did, I did a 200 mile race, and for 100 mile races, I don't listen to 1 minute of music. I just run and let myself just be with myself as the whole thing, because I'm relying on myself. You know, I've got a crew behind me for this whole thing, but it's my dialogue that I have in my own head and my own mind that's actually going to get me through. So look, there might be days where I say, look lads, I need everybody to just leave me alone and I need to just listen to some music and get into the zone and completely lock off. But for most of the time I don't really listen to music. I just, in training I'll listen to music, alright, but for this, for anything like that, events and stuff like that, I just like to keep my mind kind of set on what I'm doing and get my, keep my mind on the road.
And have you, each day, will you do the same, like will you have the same start time? Will you be eating the same things? Have you put that much planning into it to make sure that your body is at its prime condition at a certain time of the day, or after eating a certain number of foods or whatever, or eating the night before, to be actually ready to have the energy to do this on consecutive days?
Yeah, the nutrition side of it is huge, and the sleep side of it is going to be ginormous. I've got my physiotherapist, my neuromuscular therapist, Dunica, he's a guy that's been helping me since I started this ultramarathon. His name is Fit for Long. He works in Cork. He's going to be with me for the full 32 days, which is absolutely going to be indispensable to me getting this done. But yeah, mainly just getting in calories, as much calories as I can, hoping that my appetite plays ball for the 32 days, because there's sometimes I just don't feel like eating and it can play havoc with me. So it's not really about, let's say, like any specific magic foods that I'll be eating. It'll just be about keeping good, healthy, whole foods into me every day, keep the calories up and getting as much sleep as I possibly can.
You're on there, That's What I Call Support on 98FM. It's Jamie Moore on Sunday in studio with the man who's about to run 32 marathons in 32 days in 32 counties of Ireland with 32 pounds of weight strapped to his back, Conor O'Keefe. He's doing it in aid of Pieta House and trying to raise €100,000. We'll give you info on where you can donate in a couple of minutes' time. But Conor, given the idea of having the weight on your back and the charity you're doing it for, links to your own mental health story and struggles and ultimate recovery.
Yes, yeah. Like, I suppose, like many people, I kind of, I struggled with my mental health from my teen years into my 20s. And like, for the majority of it, nobody even knew I was this guy who was just like, you know, cracking jokes all the time and just, you know, kind of the center of the party or whatever for those period of time. Because for so long, I actually felt really guilty about feeling bad. Cause I was like, what do I have to feel bad about? Like, you know, I've got a great family, you know, I've got a good job, I've, you know, my friends, I've got, you know, people like me, you know, I had so much going for me. I felt really bad for feeling bad. And then it was kind of like, finally, it was kind of a case of, look, Conor, you need to sort, you know, you really need to get your head straight and sort it out. And then when I started this ultramarathon kind of journey, it took me through basically all through my whole life. I was actually able to think about my whole life on a different lens. And from doing that and touching base with who I am and where I want to be, it's allowed me to kind of come through the other side of it, and not only come through the other side of it, but be in a position where I can actually bring it to every single county and to where I can hopefully talk to people, touch people's minds, and get people thinking maybe differently about their own lives.
How important has exercise been in your life, and particularly in relation to your mental health? Like, I know myself, if I go for a run or even walk my dogs or go for a swim, I love swimming and I love how my head feels when I'm actually in a swimming pool.
Yeah.
How has exercise and does exercise impact your life in a positive way, particularly when dealing with mental health issues?
Hugely. Like, to be honest with you, I've gotten such a connection with running and such a connection with, like, pushing myself. Like, times where I really, really feel actually physically really bad is when I actually feel mentally the most at peace. It sounds kind of strange, but it kind of allows me to break down every other barrier that I have inside my mind and just get down to the very, very core of things. And I just really, really enjoy it. To be honest, I think exercise is indispensable for anybody that wants to move forward with anything in terms of their mental health. It's fantastic. As you said, it doesn't have to be about running marathons. It could be getting out and walking the dogs, going out to the park and playing with the kids. Like, you know, it can be anything. And it starts from there and it can build up. You can start doing your 5K park runs or whatever the case may be. Or you might not have no interest in running whatsoever. You can do something that just gets you out, gets you moving, and gets you out of your own mind as well. In a certain point, you know, it's good to just, you know, let go and not have to think about things too.
Yeah, you mentioned the park run there, and a couple of years ago I did the Pieta House Darkness into Light for the first time in the Phoenix Park, and an unbelievable experience running through the Phoenix Park with thousands of other people all for the same cause. And like, for you it's going to be the total opposite, because you're running on your own, you're not going to have thousands of other people running with you and cheering you on all the time, I'm sure, as well. So how will you do that? And you know, like, I love team sport because it's that collective thing. But for you, you're literally out there on your own.
Yeah, well, my background is in boxing, is in Muay Thai. So I was a Muay Thai kickboxer before I started running. So it was a very, very similar setup. You have your team, you have your gym, you have your corner on the night. But at the end of the day, it's you know, kill or be killed, you're on your own. And it's you who you have to kind of rely on. So that's no different for me in terms of the running aspect of things. I have a fantastic setup and I've come across some amazing people in my journey, and they've been helping me throughout the whole thing. But at the end of the day, it is down to me. It's on Conor O'Keefe's shoulders whether this thing kind of actually succeeds or not. It's about me who's putting his foot, one foot in front of the other. And that's been the kind of mantra ever since I started this thing, is when I break it all down to the whole thing, all it is just one foot in front of the other. And I'm sure I'll say that to myself 100,000 times before I finish this thing up, is it is just one foot in front of the other. It's not the next kilometre, it's not the next 10 kilometres, it's the next step. And with each of those, you get stronger. And if you're thinking you're getting stronger with every step, you do, you feel it, you feel you're getting excited, you know what I mean? And I've been in races where I've 90 miles in, or I'm like 160 miles in, and I'm absolutely buzzing because I've just locked in, I've like tapped into this part of my mind that just didn't even know it was there until I actually opened up the door. And I'm sure I'll open those doors numerous times, and I'm sure I'm going to feel like absolute crap as well, like, you know what I mean, during this whole thing. I don't do these things to get them done comfortably. Mm-hmm. I do these things so they'll test me to the very, very limits of where I and my body is going to be able to go. And I'm sure I'm going to hit that a number of times. But that's what I'm doing it for, is so that I can feel that and I can get it into my mind and get it into my body and I can get over it and move forward one foot in front of the other.
And I wanted to finish by talking about PA The House, Conor, the charity that you're doing this in aid of. And their website's headline is Supporting People and Communities in Crisis. Therapy for people who are in suicidal distress, engaging in self-harm or have been bereaved by suicide. Services free of charge. Their number is 1800-247-247. You can find them as well on social media and on PAETA.ie. Talk to me about PA The House in your life. And I know when you were younger and you were struggling, you weren't aware of them at all or what they did, but they have helped you and helped countless numbers of people, and their service is so amazing and free of charge, and things like what you're doing to try and raise 100 grand for them are very, very important to them as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I like to break it down in terms of the monetary side of things. I think it takes about €1,000 for somebody to get a full counselling service from PA The House. So 100 people are going to be helped if I can raise €100,000. I'm hoping to raise more than that, if I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. But what I want to say is, and it's like, I've helped Pieta in the past. I've done about 10,000. I've already raised about €10,000 for them before I even started Project 32. And so, but what I really want to tell people is, Pieta House are one of many. They're one of many fantastic charities out there that are actually there to help you. Pieta House is specifically for people that have suicidal ideation, they're thinking about taking their own lives, or people that have been directly affected by suicide and need help with the grieving process. But if you are a person where you're like me and you feel like your blanket in the morning is 200 kilos in weight, you can't get out of bed, you can't get yourself into the shower, you have no go forward in your day, and you don't want to get out and go to work, and you don't want to interact with people, and you feel crap every single day, there are multiple charities out there that provide these services free, such as Samaritans and things like that actually will help you. So no matter what, no one's ever going to turn you away. No one's ever going to turn you away from the doors. There's always someone out there for you to speak with. And whether you've thought about taking your own life or not, you can still get in touch with PA The House, and they will be your middleman in terms of pointing you in the right direction. But there's some fantastic services out there, and it's great that I didn't know about PA The House or the depth at which they worked with people in that regard. If anybody comes across my story and contacts them, and I mean one person contacts them, and that ends up saving their life, everything is worthwhile.
Yeah, and if you're affected by that as well, you can contact P8 House or Samaritans as well, as Connor mentioned, for free also on 116123. Connor, people are listening and they want to give you a few quid to help your cause. Where do they go to find out more?
Absolutely. The main kind of bastion for this whole thing has been my Instagram. So the Instagram is COKEEFFE, C-O-K-E-E-F-F-E, and the link is in the bio to donate to the Project 32 fundraiser. It would be, if anybody even has the price of a cup of coffee and they want to throw it in there, every single cent goes towards P8 House and goes towards that amazing work.
Yes, and we've just tweeted that link as well, and at 98FM on Twitter as well. So if you can't find Connor's name on Instagram, or you're not on Instagram, you can find it on Twitter now, at 98FM. Connor, doing Project 32, the best of luck. We might chat to you in a couple of weeks when it's all done and dusted. Well, seriously, it'll be a couple of months. What, it'll be 6 weeks, 7 weeks time, it'll be done?
8 weeks. Yeah, okay. 8 weeks, and when it'll be done, and I'll definitely come back up to you guys and have another chat with you.
Well, good luck, enjoy. Thanks a million for coming.
Thanks a million.
In.
Cheers, brother.
98FM. Now that's what I call sport. Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9, only on 98FM.